Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to a new episode of In the Light of the Quran. Now today we have light, some light that we will take from the Quran. It's a beautiful light because it gives us the distinction between the believers and the non-believers. It gives us the distinction between the people who live by the light of the Quran, by the guidance of the Quran, and describes them as they are the people who are really alive. Whereas those who don't have this light, they are the dead ones, because their hearts are dead. These verses are from Surah Al-An'am, the Surah of the Cattle. It's a wonderful surah, has deep meanings for anyone who recites it. So today, inshallah, we will see how we can read these verses, as I said, in a new light, which is the light of understanding and reflection. We benefit from them, so we get this light to light our lives and have more understanding and more light in the way we get by in this life. Let me start with the recitation, then inshallah we'll talk about the translation of the meanings of it and get the wisdoms out of it. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أَوَمَنْ كَانَ مَيْتًا فَأَحْيَيْنَاهُ وَجَعَلْنَا لَهُ نُورًا وَجَعَلْنَا لَهُ نُورًا يَمْشِي بِهِ فِي النَّاسِ كَمَنْ مَثَلُهُ فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ كَمَنْ مَثَلُهُ فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ لَيْسَ بِخَارِجٍ مِنْهَا كذلك زين للكافرين ما كانوا يعملون وكذلك جعلنا في كل قرية أكابر مجرميها ليمكروا فيها وما يمكرون إلا بأنفسهم وما يشعرون وَإِذَا جَاءَتْهُمْ آيَةٌ قَالُوا لَن نُؤْمِنَ حَتَّى نُؤْتَى مِثْلَ مَا أُوْتِيَ رُسُلُ اللَّهِ اللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ حَيْثُ يَجْعَلُ رِسَالَتَهُ سيصيب الذين أجرموا صغار عند الله وعذاب شديد بما كانوا يمكرون فمن يرد الله أن يهديه يشرح صدره للإسلام ومن يرد أن يضله يجعل صدره ضيقا حرجا كأنما يصعد في السماء كذلك يجعل الله الرجس على الذين لا يؤمنون وهذا صراط ربك مستقيما قد فصلنا الآيات لقوم يذكرون لهم دار السلام عند ربهم وهو وليهم بما كانوا يعملون. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to In the Light of the Quran. Welcome back to this new verse that we will deal with today, inshaAllah, which is very important for every Muslim who tries to consider the believers and the disbelievers. Why? Because it tells us great wisdoms that really help the believers become stronger and get by in this life. It's very important for us as individuals especially. Now we are talking mainly on the individual level. As Allah says in this verse that, can the dead person whom we gave life, imagine Allah is giving the example of someone who's dead and we gave him life. So he is alive and we gave him light. Imagine life and light. This is the description or the example that Allah is given. With this life and light he walks among the people, whereas the rest of them are dead. Can this man be compared to someone who is living in the depth of darkness and cannot get out of them? Could you imagine the comparison that Allah has given? Someone was dead. We gave him life. And we gave him light. And we are talking about the light in the Quran. We're trying to see things in the light of the Quran. So Allah, this is actually the example of someone who believed in the Quran. And who takes light from the Quran, the wisdom of the Quran. And this is what we are trying to do in this series. We get more light from the verses of the Quran, from the divine words. Get more light. So actually this light and these wisdoms that we take from the Quran give us life. They give us life. And they give us as well light. So imagine you are life, full of life and energy, and you have light. So you have the energy to do what is good, you have the strength to do that, and you have the right insight. You have the correct vision so you can tell where you should go. You're not wasting your energy and your life with something that will bring you no benefit. On the contrary, you have the power, the energy, you have the strength, and you know your destination, you know where you are heading to. So this is the example of the Muslims. We have life and we have light. Whereas the people who don't believe in the Creator, who don't believe in Allah, they live in the depths of darkness. They are in darkness. They cannot tell. Imagine someone in darkness, in the middle of the night. There is no source of light at all. How can he walk? How can he get to his destination? How can he get anywhere he wants to get? Darkness does not get you anywhere. They will be lost. They don't know what, which direction to go to. Which maybe they will fall in a pit. Maybe they will fall in a valley. Maybe they will drown in a river or a water. It does not. The person who does not have light is lost. This is exactly the example of someone who does not believe in the Quran. So can we now look at life, look at ourselves as Muslims in this way? That we have light from Allah. We have real life, because there are so many people who are alive today, but their hearts are dead. Their souls are dead, are suffering. But real life is not the life of the body. It is the life of the heart. Because even when the soul leaves the body and the body dies and is decomposed and becomes dirt, the life of the heart is still there. Those whose hearts and souls are alive, they will remain alive. But the ones whose hearts were dead will be dead and will be tortured. So we Muslims should be happy that we have this life and this light. Now this is the example Allah gave us. That these are the believers, whereas the disbelievers, they live in darkness. Darkness, imagine, even the heart or the soul cannot be happy or content or pleased or satisfied when it lives in darkness, because it does not know what is around it. The hazards, the dangers around it, cannot tell. It doesn't know, it does not even enjoy the beauties around it because it cannot see. So even the disbelievers, honestly, they don't understand the beauty Allah put in their hearts. The beauty of this life, which is the real beauty of living for Allah, living in this life that He gave us, and the light that we take from the Qur'an. So we will try, inshallah, to get that to that in this series, which is the light of the divine words. Try to live with it, see things with it, so we can tell what is around us, and we can tell where our way is, and where we should head to. This is the life or the life story of the Muslim. Then Allah says, talks about how people dealt with the prophets and messengers who came to them with light. They said, these people said, or the criminals, the people who opposed the believers, they said, they always mocked on the believers and they plotted against them. Then when any verse came to them, any sign came to them that they should follow the truth, they would always say, we will not believe until we are given what the messengers were given, until we receive revelation personally, until the angels come to us and give us the message. Now these people are so proud and arrogant that Allah knows they do not deserve to be guided. Because even if the guidance has been given to them through the angels, they will not accept it. Now you see how Allah knows who are the people who accept light and benefit from it and who are the ones who will reject it. Then Allah says that the people who are the criminals, who reject the message, who reject the light of Allah, the light of the Qur'an, these people, they will receive a severe punishment. This will be their end. Then Allah gives the example, a beautiful example. Allah says, anyone that Allah wants to guide to the truth of Islam. And this, we can see this when we deal with non-Muslims. When we tell them about Islam, we show them the light of Islam, the light of the Qur'an, we tell them about Islam. Allah says, the ones that Allah wants to guide to Islam, Allah will open their chest. Allah will widen their chest. Imagine when someone feels depressed and under stress, they feel that their chest contracts, their breast contracts. that even they cannot breed, or they cannot breathe. This is the example really of being under stress and agony and pain. But Allah talks about the ones who accept the faith. Imagine how the light of the Quran is so soothing to the heart and the chest and the soul, that when it comes to this heart that is willing to accept the light and the truth, this heart widens and is relaxed and opens itself to accept the truth, and the heart feels at peace and security and calmness and contentment. This is the life of those who accept the light of the Quran. But Allah says, as to the ones that Allah does not will for them to become Muslims because they reject the faith, they reject the light of Islam, they don't. Allah knows, because He knows the unseen, He knows what is in the hearts, He knows that they don't want to accept the truth. They recognize the light, but they reject it. These people, whenever the light comes to them, their hearts and their chests become contracted so that they cannot breathe. It's just like this, the one who ascends up in the heavens. You know where? Because in the higher altitudes, in the higher levels of the atmosphere, there is very little oxygen, so the person cannot even breathe. So anyone who goes up to, especially those who climb mountains, high mountains like Mount Everest and the Himalayas, when they go and they reach very high altitudes, what happens to them? Some of them cannot even breathe because there's very little percentage of oxygen in the air. So they need to breathe. And they feel their chests are contracted, their lungs are being crushed. This is what they feel. This is the description Allah gives, that the people of rejection, who reject the truth, when the light comes to them, they feel their hearts are contracted and they cannot even breathe. They cannot bear the beauty of Islam and the light of Islam. This is why they fight against it. Whereas the ones who accept belief, their chests open, are relaxed and happy with the truth of Islam and the light of Islam. Could you see how the light of Islam is so suitable and compatible with our souls? So if you really feel good and you feel relaxed when you listen to the Quran and recite it and understand it, then that's a very good sign. But if you don't feel comfortable when you hear or listen to the Quran, that's a very bad sign. But you have to work hard on yourself. Then Allah says that this is the straight of your Lord. It's the straight path of your Lord. So Allah says, then we have made everything clear for the people, the right and the wrong. You see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us the light in this Qur'an. And this light is the life for our hearts. So we want to revive our hearts, give them life through the light in the Qur'an. This is one of the goals of this series, is that we want to receive the heart of the Qur'an, and so that our hearts shine with it. So wherever we go in this life, whatever we do, this light shows us the way. It lights the way for us, so we know what we are doing. Then Allah says, describes those people who accept the light and live by it. Those people whose hearts and chests are open and they accept the truth and the light of the Quran. These people, لَهُمْ دَارُ السَّلَامِ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ. For those people, there will be the land of peace, or the world of peace, which is paradise, which is Jannah, that we all are looking for. Jannah, paradise, is the land of peace, because they were at peace with the Qur'an, at peace with the light of the Qur'an. Their chests were so comfortable, their hearts were so content with the Qur'an and the light of it. This is why they lived in peace in this world, and they will live in the hereafter, in paradise, in peace. Then Allah concludes by saying, and Allah is their helper because of what they used to do. So this light of the Qur'an, when it enters our hearts, when we understand it, and it spreads in our hearts and chests, it will spread, it will show in our actions, and we will be light, and we could see everything clear. Then Allah will help us and support us and get us to paradise. Now I hope we benefit from this beautiful wisdom, which is the light of the Quran. We live by it, it gives us life. And until we meet next time, I leave you in peace. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.